Hi, everybody. It is time for Share Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. And this week, we're going to be actually doing a Tshuva from the Mitchat Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, who's actually very close to Rav Adi Yosef. And actually, Rav Adi Yosef's grandchildren, actually, many of them learn with him. Rav Adi Yosef Toledano, one of Rav Adi's prominent grandchildren, who are learning with Rav Asher Weiss and developing into a great poskim on their own right. Now, he deals with a question that is relevant to something that we've been doing in the daily WhatsApp chat. We've been studying Muktzeh, and we've been discussing about the various categories, and we discussed today about the smartphone, whether it's klishim lachto isur, it's Muktzeh machmat chisaron kis, and if it's only klishim lachto isur, which for most people it is, you can move it in case you need its place, like if it's lying in your bed and you need to lie down. So can you move the smartphone off if it's klishma lachtali sur, tzor kufama koma, it would be allowed. But someone asked me, how could that be allowed? Anytime you move the smartphone, you're going to be completing circuits, breaking circuits, opening circuits, because it has all kinds of detectors on it, sensors that are going to be completing circuits, uncompleting circuits, what angle is it on, where is it being moved. So you're going to be completing circuits, and shouldn't completing circuits on Shabbat be a problem? So to this, Rav Asher Weiss says like this. He said, look, definitely electricity on Shabbat is asur. It's a good question, exactly. Electricity without a heated filament, if you're not causing a metal wire to become red hot, it then is, you don't have an issue of havara. If it becomes red hot, like in an incandescent bulb, you're making a metal, making it red hot, that's definitely havara, that's burning. But what is it if there's no chut lahat, if there's, you not have it heated filament, what isur is it exactly? That is already a big debate. But Rav Asher Weiss says, look, for sure, the only time that we're going to say that something is asur, the only time the electricity that you create, turning on a fan, turning on a lifting up a phone, is in Rav Asher Weiss's point, something that a person adam yachol lachavot ulhanot mimenu yesho toelet mimenu, something that a person can experience and really benefit from it. That's already considered to be moli, like the three classic examples you have in the Gemara of risuk sheleg. If you are crushing snow and you have water crumb from it, that's creating, so that's molid, creating a holadat reach, putting a scent into clothes, hotsaat eish min avanim, you take out fire from by rubbing stones together. That would be considered to be a molid. These are three examples of molid from the that appear in the Gemara, and that's what the Rabbanim want to say that electricity is analogous to. But he writes, Rav Asher Weiss, shinulim electroniim, if you have just these small little electric changes, there's no real important result that's detectable. In this kind of a case, it's not considered to be molid. That's not your intention whatsoever. You're totally not aware of it. There's a Magid Mishneh teaches us that if it's something that you're not aware of, it's mitasek, it's just not something that's not on your, totally not on your mind, even though it's inevitable, it would be mutar. And therefore, of course, we're not allowed to turn on electric appliances, but these and to cause an electric flow on Shabbat. However, when it comes to just these small little these micro circuits being completed without any really significant beneficial result, in such a case would be okay. And therefore, bottom line, we said for most people, they're not so makpid about their smartphone. They will let their kids play with it, and therefore it's considered to be klishim lachtol isur. You can move it sar kufo sar makomo. And as far as the electric circuits that are completed, in this case, it's so insignificant, just because when you move it on the smartphone, it has these circuits completing, it's so insignificant that that's not falling into the category of malacha, forbidden malacha on Shabbat, and therefore it should be mutar. Okay, everybody, wishing everybody a great day.